prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 3 September 2024. Welcome to tonight's program. I'm going to bring up in a minute an old friend. And I don't mean old necessarily years, although we both are, but a friend that I've known for many years. Bring up just a minute before I do that. Don't forget, this weekend, Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study. I hope you'll join us live if you can. You can watch us right on our website, PastorButch.com. Just find right on the homepage where it says Rumble and click on there, and they will be at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, starting off always with prayer requests, prayer reports, and phone calls, calling in, ask for prayer requests or whatever. We do that for a half hour. 11:30 a.m. we get into Christian Worldview News, prophecy in the news, actually. 1 o'clock, we're going to Bible study entitled Living in Liberty. Now, I'll explain it more when we get to the lesson, folks. It's not what all you think it is. But nonetheless, we're getting that hopefully this weekend. Unless the Holy Spirit changed my mind, that's what we're going to plan on teaching on. But come and join us if you can. Now, if you can't watch online, give us a call on the phone at 339-209-5013. You can listen on the phone. Good way to listen. 339-209-5013. I hope you'll join us live. Hundreds of you do. I'd like to see thousands of you join us. And many of you will watch it afterwards, too, all over the world. But please join us if you can. We do want you to be there with us. Don't forget the special for the month is something that I really highly recommend, personally recommend, for studying your 1611 King James Bible. That's the one I use. It's all I use. You need a strong concordance, exhaustive concordance, and a copy of the original 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary to understand what the words mean. KJV is a Bible that you want to trust. But some of the words in it are accurate as they can be, but they don't go in real depth sometimes. You need to look up to what the word means in the original Hebrew or Greek. Or perhaps what I meant when we used to speak English in America, okay, when gay didn't mean homosexual, back before the words were changed. So both were available. Normally, if you would ship them out separately at a regular price, folks, it'd be like $170 for both of them, shipping and all. But it's $129.95 because of the special deal we got. We got the last one to get on that this past week. Once this batch is gone, we can't do that anymore. $129.95 for the beautiful, beautiful emerald green gold print on the 1820 dictionary and the Strong's Concordance, Exalted Concordance. Very, very important books for study. I promise you. And don't forget also, we still offer the straw salt drops and the vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash. All those available. All you have to do to get them is give us a call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. I said before, sometimes now because we don't have a full-time answering service, because calls were not coming in enough to justify spending that money. We have Faith, a young lady answering the phone when she can get to it, and if she misses, she'll call you back. We're doing the best we can, folks, keep things going here. Money is hard to come by, and we do come by. It doesn't take long to spend it at all. So I hope you'll stay with us and help us if you can. I really do. There'll be a big change coming in the end of March. I'm not going to detail what's going to be. Don't know what's going to lead to yet, but I'll explain more to you about later on. It could make a big change in our ministry, maybe other ways it could come to an end. And I'll tell you about that later on, okay? But nonetheless, let's get to our guest tonight. Our guest tonight is a friend of mine, and I mean a friend of mine. Although we only met in person, I'm guessing 4 or 5 times. We've talked many times on the phone. He's been on this radio show many times over the years. The first time I talked to him, I was on the phone. It's been probably 30 years ago, right at it. Well, I was on one station right here in Somersville, West Virginia, and he joined me to discuss some issues that were important then and are probably more important now because of what's happening to this issue we're going to discuss tonight. We're going to talk to Larry Pratt, retired former head of the Gun Owners of America. Larry Pratt, are you there?
I am here, Butch, and it's really good to be back with you again. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, brother, we go back way too far not to spend some time together once in a while.
Well, we, I think, had our first meeting inside the State House in Charleston, West Virginia, at a big rally, and we've been in touch many times ever since then.
We have been, and that's been a few years ago, has it not?
Oh, my, yes, it has.
Before we get any deeper in the program, tell the folks, for new listeners, just who you are, what you used to do, and what organization you used to head up.
Well, I, for the longest time, had the privilege of heading up Gun Owners of America. And I had a chance before that to observe how politics work close up and personal, because I served a term in the Virginia legislature, and I got to see just how cynical some of these fellows can be. I remember that all of us Republicans had campaigned against no new gun control, no new gun laws, period, paragraph, end of discussion. And that was from the governor on down through all the Republicans in the legislature. So we were there a couple of weeks, I guess, and the governor proposes, surprise, new gun laws.
I remember that.
We were in a caucus meeting among the House Republicans, and I was complaining that, hey, how are we going to explain this to voters after the way we campaigned no new gun laws? And one of my new colleagues rolled his eyes at me and said, come on, Pratt, that was during the campaign. Now we're governing.
Boy, yeah, that just reads them just like they really are. Some of them are nothing but scoundrels. That's all they are. And they'll lie again to get reelected. That's what they do. They're called politicians. They're not statesmen. They're politicians.
Well, I'm afraid too often that's true. I did meet some that really were committed to their conservative principles, but they were hardly in the majority. I'll tell you that.
No, I doubt that very seriously. So how long were you? Did you work at the GOA?
I worked for GOA for over 30 years, and it was really a privilege to be with that organization. We grew from just kind of a little speck to a fairly substantial group. And I want to tell you that we had about 300,000 members when I left, when I retired. Well, now there's over 2 million paid. And so that has been a big, big change. We've got with gun owners now, not only the main office, the headquarters, if you will, in Fairfax, Virginia, but there are offices in Florida, Texas, I think it's Nebraska. It's one of the northern Midwest states, and in California, and I'm probably missing one or two. It's become a really big player, but it still adheres to the same motto, no compromise. We're not here to make deals. We're here to keep your hands, you politicians' hands, off our guns, period.
Well, now, what do you attribute all this growth to all of a sudden? I mean, because of we have such gun promoters in the White House? Is that one of the reasons that they picked up members so much?
I have to admit, I'd like to think it was because my son, who has taken over, has done such a convincing job. But really, I think President Biden has been one of the best recruiters you could imagine. Now, I don't want to take away from Eric Pratt, because his thesis at Regent University for his master's degree was the role of the colonial militia in 18th century America. Now, and it wasn't to shoot pheasants, might I say.
I'm sure.
But
he's done a fabulous job. I'd love to talk to him, but he's hard to get a hold of than the president. But the last few presidents we've had, Obama and, of course, now Biden, have been excellent recruiters for people's gun rights. I mean, people started realizing we are on the verge of losing a lot of things here, and guns just one of them.
And when you consider this coming election, you've got a vice presidential candidate, Tim Walz, who I've not very affectionately nicknamed Tampon Tim, because he was the guy that wants to put women's hygiene products in men's rooms. And, I mean, that's just how nuts these guys are. They really don't believe there's a difference between men and women, that men can get pregnant. It's just stunning. It's as if they don't have eyes, and they can't see the world around them. And worse still, I think, they do have eyes, they can see the world around them, and they're in denial.
Well, they are, and the God of this world's got them blinded. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can almost see the flames of a slew foot coming up behind some of them.
Absolutely you can. You know, I want to share something, though, that was on the news just I think yesterday afternoon. But you know, Leah, this can't be a true report. I'm going to read this. Four shot on Chicago subway. Now, that's got to be a lie, because handguns are not allowed much in Chicago, and certainly not on city property. So we know there could not be a killing in Chicago with guns, because guns are outlawed in Chicago, Larry. How can that be?
That's right. Well, actually, they are banned from people who keep the law. The problem is that there are just a handful, a few thousand, that don't believe in keeping the law. And they're the problem. And they've got kind of a monopoly position that was handed to them by this law, or this series of laws, which made it difficult to impossible for the good guys to get guns legally in Chicago. But the crooks, of course, don't have and never have had a problem getting guns. And so they really been given a great advantage, a leg up, if you will, by the politicians, because the good guys, by and large, are disarmed, and the bad guys are still packing their piece, it's like a shooting gallery there, especially every weekend.
Well, now you mean tell me that people in Chicago will break the law?
I know. I didn't mean to break it to you so hard.
Oh, but, that's rough, man. I mean, you know, it says here that guns are not allowed to be brought onto any property on Chicago Transit Authority. Chicago Transit Authority was bragging about its extensive use of security cameras and anti-gun technology to spot and detect guns. Well, they missed this guy twice. one of the most hostile gun hostile jurisdictions in America. Generally speaking, Chicago has banned possession of all handguns. Illinois state law specifically prohibits gun possession on any property owned by a public transportation agency. And anti-gun groups like Everytown Brady Center Group rank Illinois number 3 in the nation for gun law strength, meaning how hostile it is to gun ownership. But by golly, with all those laws, 4 people were killed with an illegal gun. That means this guy was a crook. And he got off this one transit authority and got onto another one called the Pink Transit Authority, carrying a gun and got on the train without being caught with a gun again. Now, how in the world, Larry, can this be in a city where we know that people ought not do this because it's against the law?
Well, there's a real phenomenon that occurs that when you keep doing something thinking that it's going to work the next time, but it fails every single time. That's called a form of insanity. And these anti-gunners think that if they can just ban this gun, that gun, oh, gee, maybe all handguns, maybe even all guns, that'll make things better. And in a city like Chicago, they're pretty far along the way to that maximum objective. And, of course, as you say, it's like the Wild West there. Crime is a serious, serious problem, as it is in most of the cities that are ruled by anti-gun Democrats.
Well, and that's true. And now the Republicans are getting in on it. I mean, they're caving on all kinds of things. I won't get into that. That's a different topic. But they're caving on the baby murder schedule. They're caving on the homosexual movement. They're caving on this. But the guns tonight's issue, and I were discussing the so-called gun control. There are thousands of laws against people owning or carrying guns. But in our state, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say when I took some instruction in firearm handling and shooting, gun control was the idea. There was, how do you control your gun when you're shooting?
Yes, yeah, exactly. You know, it's amazing though. In a little old state like West Virginia, we got about 1.5 million people there in the whole state. Now, if we were flattened out, they'd be as big as Pennsylvania. I mean, we'd be a big state for a flattened out. So we have a very small population per square mile of land. We have open carry, no permit needed about anywhere you want to go. Concealed carry, the same now. The crime rate has not went up that much in West Virginia. But in Chicago, there are no guns allowed anywhere, basically, and they still have a high crime rate. I wonder what the difference is.
Well, as we were talking about it just a second ago, the criminals in Chicago are bold because they're rather sure that the politicians have come to their help and made it so that the good guys are not very likely to be back in a piece. And so they can operate in an almost total gun monopoly for them, and it has the result that we're looking at year after year crime in these cities where guns are either banned or very difficult to get and carry. Crime is out of control, and the politicians will not relent in their policies. And it makes me think that they're not really that concerned about crime being committed with guns. They just want a disarmed populace so they can push them around.
Yeah, I believe you hit the nail right on the head with that one. But, you know, it's obvious that if a man or woman on that transit would have had a gun, I'm talking about a good individual, and actually shot that criminal, the guy that had the gun to stop the bad guy would be in trouble also because he was carrying a legal gun.
And they might have hauled the good guy off to jail for having that gun.
That's exactly right. That's the whole point. But see, that's the criminal mentality of the politicians, not the people. The politicians. and to take away an individual's ability to defend themselves, it is, in my mind, that's an act of war. That is an act of war. That is having innocent people killed. Four of them the other day on this transit, four people killed that had no chance to defend themselves. You know, there ought to be a lawsuit brought forth against towns like Chicago when somebody shot and didn't have ability to defend themselves. Somebody ought to sue them because the law took away their ability to defend themselves and their family. That should be a lawsuit somewhere picked up and run with because it should be a crime.
It should be, and what people are doing, since they are not sure that they could win such a lawsuit, they are leaving these areas.
Oh, yes, they are.
The California, which at one point was "Go West, young man, go west." That was the state of opportunity. Well, now the only opportunity is. The main opportunity is for the bad guys. And so a lot of good guys are leaving California, and they're going to states where you don't have to go and beg pretty please to the politicians to be able to protect yourself.
Well, you know, I understand this be true. Now, this was told to me, and I don't have the proof in front of me, that Chicago, if you are planning to sell your house and leave the state, that they will tax you more on your house when you sell it, because you're leaving the state. Now, that's what I was told by somebody coming out of Chicago. Out of Illinois.
Well, I can see that they might well do that because they're looking for ways to keep people, especially the people that are working and paying taxes, they want to keep them on the reservation, and they don't want them leaving because that means their tax base is going to be shrinking. And they've seen it be shrinking, and so they're looking for ways to stop that from happening.
Well, you know, it's just a shame that we live in any country, in any city, but right now Chicago's a topic, that it could get this bad, and if people keep electing the same type individuals back in office, maybe not the same individual, but the same type of individual back in office, they jumped out of the frying pan into the fire with this new mayor. I mean, it got worse. Why don't they learn? Are the people, and I'm not trying to pick up by Chicago, but are some of the people in Chicago so slow-witted that they can't figure this out?
Well, hopefully it's beginning to change. We're now reading about a lot of black voters that had traditionally been, golly, 90-plus percent voting Democrat. That's beginning to change, and it doesn't take too many of them to start voting not Democrat. Mostly, I guess, that option would be vote Republican. And you see Democrats not doing so well. And so hopefully that memo is going to be read by more and more people, and they're either going to be leaving, which is a way of saying, I don't want to go along with you guys any longer, thank you very much, or the votes are going to come in against these folks. But right now, I think the main vote is called a for sale sign.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, you've been in this battle longer than I have as far as gun rights go. You were more involved specifically on that issue than me, although we've talked about it a lot because it is a biblical concept. It's a biblical precept. It's a biblical law that people are to arm themselves. It is not. Listen, folks, it is not. It's much more than a right to keep and bear arms. It's a duty of Christians to be armed. I can prove that biblically, folks, right straight from Jesus' mouth. I can prove that biblically. And I don't understand why the church is so silent, Larry. Why aren't the pastors talking about this issue? I understand. But preacher, it's about salvation. And yes, I agree. But once you're born again, what's your next duty? What are you supposed to do to take care of your family? Aren't we told to protect and defend our family? And if we don't, then we deny the faith and worse than infidel? How do you defend the family when a guy's coming through your house with a handgun in his hand, and all you got there in your hand is a broom or a baseball bat? And then he's going to kill your wife and children. What do you do? Do you say pretty please? Do you
That's right.
Let's have prayer together first. Hey, no, no, no. You pick up your own weapon and you stop him. That's your duty as a Christian. That's your duty as a Christian, period. Go ahead.
Amen. That is exactly right. The objective is to be able to protect innocent life. That's why we have cops. But ultimately, there's not nearly enough of them. And the criminal's pretty clever. They wait till they're pretty sure there's no cop around before they commit their crimes. And so that means we're going to be on our own when a criminal attacks most of the time. And if we can't protect ourselves, then like you were saying from that scripture, that makes us worse than an unbeliever. And I don't want that being put on my gravestone.
Well, you know, that is dangerous for your soul. That's dangerous for the soul, for the security of your soul. That's absolutely denying the word of God. And that's very dangerous because he said you're worse than infidel. Infidels don't go to heaven. So I don't. This to me is much more than the Second Amendment, Larry. Much, much more than that. Even if I were, say, with your family, maybe with your wife or your daughter-in-law, or whoever it was, and you were not there, and somebody attacked your wife or your daughter, and I didn't stop him if I had the ability to do so, what kind of brother in Christ would I be?
That, I think, is something that everybody who's not sure whether they should have a gun to protect themselves and their family ought to be thinking about. Do you want to be standing before God and, I'm sorry, buddy, but you're worse than an infidel. You're worse than an unbeliever. You were operating in defiance of my very clear teaching for all my people, and you didn't protect innocent life. You didn't take any means to protect innocent life. And that's why even in frankly, I can say this now when I'm no longer working at Gun Owners, but there have been times when there was a sign on the door of a store or something that said, no guns. And, you know, I just found out later. I didn't read it on the way in, you know what I mean? I don't want to be worse than an infidel.
No, I don't either. This had been several years ago. I carry a gun. I carry it openly almost all the time. Sometimes concealed, mostly open, on my hip. I went into a car dealership in a little town called Lewisburg, West Virginia, about an hour from me. I was going in there, and they had a no guns allowed on the door. I was looking at a truck. Yeah, they did. No weapons or whatever. Like, and I started to walk away, and one of the salesmen said, you look at something, said, yeah, I am. Look at this truck, and I was going to come in and talk to somebody, but I can't go in there. How come? Well, I'm carrying. He said, ignore that. So we did. But I said, don't you understand that could turn people away, like myself, because I was leaving. I wasn't going to give you business if I'm not welcome to defend myself in your place of business. I won't come in there. Hang
Absolutely.
On to the rest of it. A lot more to talk about. Don't go away, folks. Your phone call next half hour. I'd love to hear from you. Join us in this lively conversation. 844-769-2944. What do you think about all this? Give us your opinion. It does matter.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All righty, folks, we are back, and I am thoroughly enjoying this conversation tonight with my good friend Larry Pratt. I truly am. I mean, this is a wonderful discussion, and to me it's refreshing to be able to talk about something that, well, it's not simple necessarily, but something most people can understand. It's about our duty to defend ourselves. And the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. We're talking during the break there about how it's impossible to understand American history if you don't understand the scriptures. And it truly is. As a matter of fact, just make it as simple as I can put it, if it were not for the scriptures, we wouldn't have had America in the first place. The Puritans and Pilgrims, I mean, the Pilgrims came here to spread the gospel of Christ. Their first compact, Mayflower Compact, said, in the name of God, they come here to further the gospel of Christ and to start a new nation, and they did.
I think King George III understood that a lot better than even many American clergymen and certainly teachers and politicians. He understood that the regiment that he feared the most was what he called the black-robed regiment. Okay. And that day, most of the preachers wore a black robe. And that was a way of saying it was those blankety-blank preachers there in America that are stirring up the pot and getting people to resist our sensible, reasonable policies. And so what I remember very clearly in the reading that I've done is that many times these preachers would preach what the scripture said about using force to resist tyranny, and then as the war was drawing near to where they were, or it was about to begin and it was obvious to everybody, the preacher, often as not, would give a sermon like that, and then he would walk down the center aisle of the church and go outside, and he would become a recruiter for a local militia unit, and often as not, he would then, after that unit was formed, get elected as the captain of the unit.
That's true.
If we're going to follow this man in our daily lives, and we'll follow him right up to the muzzle of King George's soldiers.
That's exactly right. That's very true. And you know, it's just amazing to me that we as America, as a nation today, have tolerated thousands of times the amount of tyranny that our founders did. We've tolerated it. But, of course, the new kings today didn't just come over and say, all right, we're going to tax you. Before they come over, they said, well, we're going to give you Social Security. We're going to give you food stamps. We're going to give you a HUD. We're going to give you all these benefits. So when we tax you, you won't fight so hard because we're already feeding you. You see, the people in the 1600s, 1700s were independent people. They fed themselves. They didn't live off government subsidies. That's how they disarmed us. They did it first by feeding us, clothing us, and housing us, and becoming our gods, so to speak. And they did that very well. And here we sit today, pretty much complacent and lost by everything we ever had. Now, I know that's hard to admit that, but it's true, is it not?
Yes, sir. It certainly is. We stand on the shoulders of giants, and I would like to think and hope that if we can once again even just get familiar with what it is that made America America, that we could be the kind of, we could turn our feet back in that direction and once again see the country restored. But it would be a country ultimately under King Jesus. And by the way, that was one of the cries of the men as they marched or rode into battle, was no king but King Jesus. And of course, that was a big offense to the men that were fighting in the name of King George. And happily, the soldiers that were there on behalf of King Jesus were able to win the day against the soldiers that were sort of kind of fighting for King George.
Well, I see it. I know you do also, Larry. We have declared, and this hurts, we have declared our current political leaders our new lords and God, because we've obeyed them over God many, many times. We still are. We still are. We're all guilty. One, for the grace of Christ, we'd all be doomed now. But that doesn't excuse us from the fact that we got to stand for the truth when we can now that we know the truth is available to us. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor and Mr. Pratt. Take a look at these Venezuelan gangs. They're now taking over apartments in Aurora, Denver, Phoenix, Arizona, and Chicago.
Yes, they are.
Those are the ones that have been reported.
Did you hear that statement? Larry?
I'm having trouble hearing.
Repeat that.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
okay,
these
Venezuelan gangs have not only taken over apartments in Aurora, Colorado, now they're in Denver and the other metropolitan areas that are getting worried, but they're also in Phoenix and they're in Chicago. One of the people on the YouTube actually has the call from the dispatcher to the police saying she has had multiple calls of people saying there are armed men with AR-15s going apartment to apartment at this certain location with these AR-15s.
That is true. There's a video that I've seen online just in the last 2-3 days of exactly what you're talking about. Guys with AR-15 type rifles walking through apartment buildings to take them over. And there was a local gang leader that put out a video telling these Venezuelans that they better chill out or they're not going to be there that long.
I saw video after video this weekend of Hell's Angels and Outlaw motorcycle gang members heading for Denver. Apparently, they're organizing themselves. They're going after them.
So what you said, Larry, was...
One.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Jan. Go ahead.
Today I saw from a guy who reminded us that these bikers go to church.
Yeah.
And it is not uncommon for the Venezuelans to shoot up churches, to shoot up funerals. Wherever they can find the people that are after them, they're going to go after them. So now churches are going to be careful.
Go ahead, Larry. Go ahead.
And if the cops are, their hands are tied oftentimes, and if they're not able to take care of the problem, then, we're going to see probably we're going to see times when these gangs are going to go after the Venezuelan terrorists that are coming in and kind of taking over some of these neighborhoods. It's pretty scary. And if you're a poor person, you have to live in one of those areas, in one of these cities where the Democrat administration doesn't do a thing to put a stop to this kind of terrorism, then I think we're probably going to see war right here at our doorstep.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's inevitable. It's going to happen. Go ahead, Jan.
I think it's just the apartments. I think they're trying to take over all their other stuff, too, the drug running, the trafficking. They're trying to take it all over. They're gangs.
It's a shame when gangs go to war and innocent people can't defend themselves. It is a shame when gangs, criminals have their, that's right, criminals have their guns and fight each other for turf, for territory, but law-abiding people can defend themselves. That is such a sad statement for a country.
And one of the things that we need to keep in mind about these gangs is that a lot of the problem is a problem that comes across a border, which is either not defended at all or very minimally defended. And the gangs come in, and the first and the major victims, from what I've been reading, are young women that are enslaved by these gangs. And it's dreadful what they go through. And our authorities, from the president on down, either don't want to do anything or have their hands tied.
Well, from the president on down for quite a ways deep, they want this to happen. This is part of the plan. And they want chaos. They want civil war. Out of chaos comes there's order, new world order. So this is all part of the plan. They have to disrupt our society to the point there's more or less war going on before they can finally take us on down. Anything else, Jan?
Yeah, they decided they needed the civil war to start, so they got the gangs in.
They can't be deported.
The Venezuelans can't be deported. They've got this special status. They can't be deported. And Mexico's putting them on buses and taking them through Mexico because they don't want them to stop.
Good.
That's right. They're taking them right up to our border. Yep.
That's right. Yeah.
You can't blame them for that. You can't blame them for that. You can't blame them for that. All right. Good info, Dan.
People that think, "Oh, I live in a little community," better think again. Little, big, it won't matter.
No, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming nationwide eventually. There'll be no place to hide. It's coming nationwide. But very good info, Jan. Thanks for bringing it up to us. I appreciate it. Thank you. Good information. Don't like it, but still
it
good
was.
Information. Go ahead, Larry.
It is.
Why you add to that?
I was saying amen to what you were saying. This is a problem that we don't hear very much about in the media, that the open border, which many people are now becoming very much aware of because the crime that they're having to deal with and they're suffering from is a crime wave coming across our border. And one of the primary victims are gals that are in their teens that are being enslaved by these drug lords, gang lords, and put to work here in the United States. And there's really hardly a thing that's being done about it. And I think that is going to be the curse on our country that we better deal with, or it's not going to end well.
Well, I had a guest on last night discussing something she experienced as a teenager, child trafficking. There's been over 300,000 undocumented children brought across the border that have been lost. They lost them. They don't know where they are. And she knows they've been child trafficked, maybe slaughtered ritually, maybe sold for parts, maybe used as sex slaves. Over 300,000 illegal, not to mention the ones that are caught up here in CPS and other things. So, yes, this is true. This is spread. Now it's coming across the border, like you said. They're bringing across to sell them for profit, for whatever purpose. This is America today. Folks, if you don't own a firearm and know how to use it, shame on you. That's all I can say. Well, I'm scared of them. If something you never used before, I can understand. And you should be nervous about them. You should always be cautious around any kind of firearm. But being afraid of them won't do a bit of good if somebody's trying to rape your daughter. Won't do you a bit of good. Learn how to use one. Go ahead, Larry.
No, I was just trying to say amen to what you were saying. It's at the end of the day, it's a question of do you not only respect your own life, which we have a God-given responsibility to respect, but wow, if we're a guy and we're the head of a household and we've got wife and daughters in that house and we're not able to protect them, woe unto us.
Amen. Amen. And I don't know, maybe Larry, maybe we're different. I'll just say it out of front. No. Any man that's a true man, any man is not some kind of effeminate wimp. And by the way, effeminate, it's in the Bible, folks. It's called womanish. That doesn't mean homosexual. It means effeminate man, soft, womanish men are going to hell. Read it for yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Read it for yourself. They're going to hell. But nonetheless, what makes a man is not whether he's rich or poor, good looking or famous or whatever. I don't care whether he's 6'4" or 5'4". What makes a man is he will stand for what's right no matter what the cost. He will defend his life, his family, and his friends, and his home with his life if necessary. That's a real man. Size has nothing to do with it. Intelligence has nothing to do with it. A real man is a man of a moral integrity that he will not compromise. Is that a fair way to put it?
You know, there was a great example of just what you're talking about when the attempt was made on President Trump's life. And in fact, he was happily minorly wounded, but he came really close to dying. There were several shots fired by the dirtbag that was there to kill, and a former sheriff had been there with his family, and he jumped on top of his wife and daughter and took the bullets that were aimed at them. He died, but he gave his life so that they might live. That was a man. Comfortori, I think his name was.
That's what Christ taught us, to give up your life for your brother. That's what it's all about. That's what you do. And I mean, I don't understand anything contrary to this. Folks, we'll talk about GOA tonight, Gun Owners of America. I'm going to let Larry get a phone number. I would highly suggest that for $20, you join GOA. You get signed up for their email blast. Understand what's happening. You're a pastor. You're talking about guns. Yes, I am, because Christ himself commanded me to carry one. Read it for yourself. Find it in your Bible. I'm not going to tell you where it's at. Look for yourself. We're commanded to carry a sidearm. That's in the Bible. Read Numbers chapter 1 if you know where the militia come from. Don't give me this wimpy-eyed little panty-waisted skeet we have. I don't believe in guns. I don't believe in violence. Tell that when somebody beating your wife to death. Tell me how much you don't believe in violence. Oh, that makes me mad. I get angry, Larry. I don't apologize. I get angry and don't apologize for it. Any man that will use that for an excuse is not a man at all. He's a mistake with a zipper.
Well, one of the heroes now of our time should be Corey Comparatore, that guy in Butler, Pennsylvania, who gave his life and knew that he was putting his life on the line to save his wife and daughters. That is a man. And if it comes to it, that's what a man is called to do.
That's it. It's just that simple. And the phone lines are very quiet. I think people are either mad at me or scared to death. I don't know which. Maybe they're afraid to call in, like they're afraid to get the name on some kind of list called this radical, these two radicals on the radio. Well, you call it what you want. Whenever our founders defend themselves from Lexington Green, defend their homes and property, maybe they were radicals. And now, as some people, I'm sure they were. They were radicals. They were not. They were very poor Christians. Well, maybe so, but the leader was a pastor named Jonas Clark. But you know, that's beside the point, right? I mean, these guys are just radicals. They were different. You're right. They were different. They were men of integrity and honor. something our nation is desperately in need of is men with integrity and honor. They're almost all gone, but thank God there are a few left that I can get on radio like with my brother Larry tonight and talk about these things, because most people in my area, Larry, would run from me if I discuss these things from a Christian viewpoint. It scares them to death.
Sorry to hear that, but that's probably not too surprising. But thank God we do have the opportunity to do what we're doing now, and who knows how many hundreds of thousands of people you reach regularly with your show. And this is a message that I think it makes sense, because it's really consistent with the scripture that we read. It's consistent with what we've seen great men like Corey Comparatore do, and so many of our founding fathers. You know, when those shopkeepers and farmers stood up against the firing line of the British Army there at Lexington Green, that was an incredibly audacious thing they did, because they were standing up against the crack troops of the best army the world has seen up to that point. And they went out there with their muskets and who knows what else they might have had, and they stood up against those guys. And the initial fellows there at Lexington, most of them died. They were gunned down. But yep. What they did was to throw a match on the gasoline that had already been poured out, and it caught fire, and it resulted in the United States of America, which has become, still is, even with all of the assaults that our politicians have made on our freedoms, it is still the best country in the world.
I'm praying by the grace of God people will get their eyes open. Well, maybe somebody listening tonight may realize, hey, they're telling the truth. Maybe I should do something about this. Maybe I should get a firearm. Maybe I should learn how to use it to defend my family. And you mothers, you women, you need one just as bad, or maybe more badly than some men, because a lot of times men will not be attacked because they are men. But women a lot of times are innocent victims. So don't be defenseless. And Larry, how can folks contact GOA? How can they sign up and become a member and actively fight this whole gun control nonsense?
Well, anymore, I imagine the internet is available to so many people. They just go to gunowners.org, gunowners.org, and they can take care of business right there. There's a lot of information on that website. But if they want to call, it's 888-886-GUNS, G-U-N-S.
One more time.
Well, gunowners.org, O-R-G, or call 888-886-GUNS, G-U-N-S.
Well, I wish I thought the number before you got it. I've always loved that number. I mean, what a powerful number.
It's a great number to have, and very glad that we've had it all these years.
And, folks, we're down to the last 2 minutes, and let's take a call from Frederick right here in West Virginia. Frederick, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, Butch. Great show tonight.
Thank you.
I got a question for Larry, your guest.
Okay.
What was the name of the guy that wrote that thesis, The Role of the 18th Century Militia, and what library is that in? I'd like to read that.
Well, his name is hopefully fairly easy to remember. It's Eric Pratt, E-R-I-C-H, and I believe you can find it on the gun owner's website. But if you just, I imagine if you did a search online for Role of the Colonial Militia in 18th Century America, it'll pop up.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay,
hey, thank
questions?
You. Appreciate the question.
All right. A very good question, and I love that kind of question. And he asked question because he wanted to know. Folks, Eric Pratt is Larry's son, and I'm sure Larry's very thankful that he raised a boy with that kind of character. I definitely would be. Now, Larry Pratt.
Well, I can say this. He's doing a better job than his dad, and it's just a thrill to see what he's been doing now that he's at the helm.
Well, he is doing an excellent job, and I wish you'd tell him I said so. I like him on the program sometime, but I can't get a hold of him. But nonetheless, he's had great recruiters since he got in there, too, with Obama and Biden. He's had great recruiters helping him. So, he's done a great job. But he's had some help. But please do tell Eric I said thank you and God bless him for what he's doing. Please do that for me.
Well, I certainly will, and I'll put in another attempt to get him to be available to do your show.
Well, tell him I just need 1 hour. He can pick the night. I'd like to have more because you've been on with me so many times, now we've lost count, and I'd like to get your son on as a follow-up just to let him share his information. And if you do that for me, I'd appreciate it. I really would.
Well, I certainly will. He would do a great job. The problem is that gun owners is so much bigger and so many more things going on now than when I was there. It's a nice problem, but it is a problem.
Sure. Well, Larry Pratt, have a wonderful trip. I know you're going to funerals. I'm sorry for that. But have a good trip, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you, brother. It's really good to have a chance to do a show with you.
Thank you, Larry. God bless you, my friend. And folks, there goes Larry Pratt. GOA. Give him a call. Sign up if you can. Two prayer requests tonight. And forgive me about the names. The names they were given to me in a hurry. One young boy was in a car wreck. Intestines were twisted. Got to do surgery. And his daddy died from one of the same kind of surgeries many years ago. So keep him in your prayers. And also a young lady who's had some problems. Asked for prayer. And God knows who they are. You just say that the request that we need to ask him for, okay? And if you can't, don't forget us, folks. Keep this thing going. We do need your help. We really do. Every month is always month to month and inch by inch. But thanks to some people last month really coming in helping us pay for the Natural Family Celebration. Yes, it cost a little bit of money. I had to get a speech a little bit, pay expenses, other things, and rental things. It cost some money, but it's well worth it. Thank you for your help, or we couldn't have done that. We need to recoup a little bit if you don't mind helping us. If this program is important, help us keep it going. That's all I'm saying. We offer things through the ministry that you can buy if you want to. Listen, folks, it's a way to help us raise money to pay bills. That's why we have it. They're great products, but they always pay the bills here. We need your help if you don't mind doing that. And don't forget the specials for the month. We'll be going through this month at the end of this month, until this last order is gone. When they're gone, I can't do it anymore because I can't get them for the same price. But 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. If you want to call and order something or place an order, please feel free to do so. We certainly love all of you. Now, we send out September's magazine, went to the printer Thursday. Should be coming back to me online. If you want to receive an online email copy of our Minuteman magazine, this one's 60-some pages long, email me at PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com. I say I want to sign up for the magazine. You'll get it. All I ask you is pass it on to all your friends, please. Well, by the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night. Good night. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.